had Discover Magazine. I had editors quit because I did articles they found politically incorrect.
Like what?
Well, very early on, the whole climate change debate, we published an interview with Bjorn Logstrom, I think his name is, who was then recognized as one of the leading climatologists in the world. I mean, people didn't do anything without checking with him first. And he said in this interview, he said, you know, we don't really have great data on climate change. He says, we haven't really been looking for it. He says, but ironically, in my lab, we've been looking at something for 7 years, every minute of the day, for every second of the day for 7 years, and it's sunspot activity. He says, in actual fact, we found a correlation of 100% between sunspot activity and the Earth's temperature. So solar storms, when they are directed at the Earth, because, of course, they're also not directed at the Earth, but when they're directed at the Earth, influence the temperature, 100% correlation, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's parallel lines for 7 years. Mm-hmm. He says, so clearly, yeah, we're warming up, but the sun has a lot to do with it. Well, I had an editor literally quit, and others threatened to quit. They didn't.
This was what year?
At Discover in the year 2006 or 2007. Uh-huh. And I remember saying to this group, I had to call it editor. I mean, hold on. I said, listen, let me tell you something. First of all, the magazine is publishing this article word for word, and I'm final editing and top editing it.
But it's not. You're not denying climate change.
No, of course not. You're not denying in the slightest.
The postulation of human responsibility for it, but you're presenting.
I'm presenting another science.
Some science.
And I said to them in this meeting, I said, science, mm-hmm. the actual definition of science is to prove a theory wrong. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's that kind of open-mindedness to science that makes science fantastic. And here were a bunch of science editors and writers sitting around complaining and stamping their little feet because this was a politically incorrect thing to publish.
So they didn't want to be associated with climate change denying.
You're right. It was even before the phrase came up.
Right.
It was that early. So I said, listen, I said, the truth is the truth. And the truth about science is that it's never black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so why is it that only one set of voices should be heard?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we know from hearing from scientists that I said, yeah, you know, because they told you, but there's a whole another group, by the way, very credible, who have another point of view. That has to be included. So, yeah, I'm not a denialist. You know what I am? I'm a hysteria skeptic.
Yeah.
And when he gets hysterical, when I saw Al Gore give his presentation that became the movie, The Inconvenient Truth, at TED, 2006, mm-hmm. February 2006. It's the first time he'd ever given it. In fact, he kind of said, oh, I hope I get this right.
You know? He's riffing.
Yeah, he was riffing. And, yeah. And it was a brilliant presentation. And I turned to my editor who was next to me, and I said, tomorrow, start investigating this.
Yeah.
He says, why? Everything is right. So wait a minute. There wasn't a single rebuttal to anything. He just has one theory, and he presents evidence only for that one theory. That's not possible. It's just physically not possible. There has to be other. This is before we did the Bjorn interview. I said, there has to be other views. I said, he's a lawyer. He's advocating his case. This editor didn't want to do it. He didn't stay much longer. He left of his own volition. And then I started hiring people to look into it. And of course, there was another side. Mm-hmm. And that is science.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have got anywhere if people weren't
right.
challenging things.
Right.
You know? So it struck me that we've become intellectually and emotionally lazy and spiritually lazy.